Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia is to help you awaken your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Hello, 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 and namaste, everyone. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. We're on each Sunday, 11 a.m. PST, 2 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. GMT. On the Awakening Talk Show, we'll have some of the most interesting discussions, meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches, speakers, sound masters and authors, helping you to find the wise wisdom at the core of your being. And these talkers, speakers, they'll be coming in the new year. Just for the last few weeks, I've been sort of setting the ground, doing the basic foundational work so that we are then open to hearing different aspects, different viewpoints, and different understandings. But let's go back to that big question that we asked in week one. The key question is, are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy? And if so, how are you going to access and use it? You know, we've been looking at all the divine feminine attributes in detail, and we have been facilitating, if you like, how we're going to rebirth this and bring it all back into our lives. We're resurrecting, we're reconstructing this aspect of our being. We're tapping into what is already encoded in our DNA. And the way that we do that is to go within into our inner landscape, our inner core being. And when we do that, we tap into a vast, infinite, deep well of divine feminine love. Because what is the divine feminine again? Well, you must be able to recite it by now. It's about divine love. It's about divine understanding. It's about divine acceptance. It's about divine compassion. And ultimately, forgiveness. And you know, we are being asked to find all of that for ourselves first. And then when we can find all of that for ourselves, we have so much within us, we can send that out and share it out to others in our lives and give them a helping hand up the ladder. But you know, this weekend is such a special weekend. It started on the 21st of December through the 22nd, one of the master power numbers, onto the 23rd, which is today. And of course, it's the winter solstice, going back to Druidic, paganistic, the ancient ways, ancient wisdoms. This was the time when the ancients celebrated the shortest day. But you know, this particular winter solstice has been even more powerful because it is the time when Mother Earth is and has ascended into a new dimension, the fifth dimension. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is we have been trailing through the treacle, if you like, in the third and fourth dimensions, where the lower vibrations have really been well, I'm getting the word quagmire, but you know what I mean, a sort of muddy, draggy feeling to it, because possibly that was the most prevalent negative energy there. But now, because so many of us light workers have joined together, and I mean millions around the world, and we're focusing on love, we are focusing on the divine feminine, compassion and forgiveness, and because of that, we are bringing the vibrational levels up and up and up. Now, we're not doing that on our own. We are being assisted by what I call the illumined beings of light, the ascended masters. And of course, we must not forget what we would call Mother, Father, God, or the source, the universe, whatever it is for you. I don't get hung up on names. But, you know, there is a force of love out there, a force for good. And it's been working with us. It's been sending us influxes of love and light, bringing all of our vibrations up, which is just wonderful. And, you know, this weekend, there is a particular celebration because Earth was doing this. Earth is feminine. She is the divine feminine, the divine goddess. And last week, we looked at how inextricably connected we are to her. And as she has rebirthed, so have we. So many of us are perhaps having emotional times, really crying, perhaps for no reason at all, things kicking off in the family that are triggering outpourings of emotions, any emotions, bringing it to the surface. And that is what this influx of divine love and light is doing. It's bringing everything to the surface that is not of the light. And so anything dark, whether it be in your 4-5 body system, or whether it be in this world, wherever in this world that isn't actually coming from the best possible place, it's going to come up, come out, and be healed. And there is the essential part at the end of the statement. It's coming up to be healed. So here we are, we're celebrating the end of this 3-day period of ascension. It's been going on for thousands of years. This is the end of a cycle, the end of a phase. And because we are inextricably linked to Earth, you will have been having, well, there we go, thank you so much. But you know what? Because you are inextricably linked to the Earth, you too have been having cycles and relationships changing, shifting, doors closing, new doors opening, jobs, careers, moving home. Are you in the right place now at the right time? So we need to be noticing. I guess a lot of what we're sharing here is about awareness. How aware are you of what is going on in your wonderful life, your opportunity that's been given to you to be here, to bring forward your passion, your purpose, and your power. So it's a very powerful time of endings. But you know, it's also an amazingly exciting time because we are standing on the edge of the abyss. There are so many millions of us joined together in oneness. We are forming one voice, one heartbeat, one love, one people. Doesn't matter about color, creed, gender, sexuality. Bring on the diversity. We are all one. And that's just amazing. And we're going to co-create new lives with the divine. And I think that's very important that we understand nothing is going to be the same again. So there's a great phrase, co-creating our new era of peace, our new era of love. How wonderful is that? So how do we do that? How do we create consciously? Well, do you know what we do? We ask. We ask for help and we ask for divine inspiration. So, you know, I do find that there is so much to look at here, and we're going to take that particular thought, asking for help, asking for divine inspiration. And we're going to bring that forward in the next segment. We're going to develop that thought and we're going to look at ways of doing that. And so you are listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. And we're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we're exploring all of that fascinating subject with you, your divine feminine energy, and asking for help. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available, but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Hi guys, welcome back. We're really getting into the Christmas mood here, you can hear that. But we are back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia. And we've been talking about divine feminine power and your ability to co-create an amazing life with the divine. So at this point, I'm just going to mention that I have 5 MP3s just sitting here ready to wing their way out, perhaps a lovely Christmas present, to the first 5 people who contact us here. Phone number is 1-800-930-2819. So get phoning, leave us your email, name, etc., and we'll get that down the line to you. Just to let you know, it's a very powerful channel transmission. It's a hypnovisualization from the illumined beings of light, and it's going to help you clear a lot of your old programming and negativity. And that particular one focuses entirely on your base chakra, and that's your foundation. And believe me, you've got to get that right. But let's get back to the plot. What were we talking about? We were talking about asking for help and divine inspiration to help us achieve our aspirations, our goals, to bring forward our purpose and our passion. But you know what? We need to remember and understand who we are. You need to remember who you are. You are a being of light. You chose to manifest here eons ago. You chose your situation, your parents, and you signed up to be and do certain things. And everything that you have done on this planet so far to date has all been in divine right order. It's not about judging what's good or bad or right or wrong. It's just about accepting that's how it's been, that's how it is. What are the lessons? What did I learn? Let go and move on. And so you are going to achieve what you've come here to achieve. You know, it's inevitable. And even although when you do get to this planet, you kind of realize that you've got to contend with your humanness and living on this planet with everything that that means, one could think, okay, well, it's not such an easy task because, yeah, it's a lot to take sometimes, and yet we prevail. Those of us who are learning to just adopt that eagle eye, to fly above what is, and in time you become, although you're on this planet, you are not of it. And that means you are free to love everyone unconditionally, because even the most deviant of rogues, if you like, has the divine spirit. And that's where we need to dig deep at times to find forgiveness. Not always a popular point of view when some of the things that are perpetrated are so horrendous. However, if we're walking our talk, if we're talking about being love, being light, then we must be also surely forgiveness. But you know, by pulling together all of us light workers who are working in that way and celebrating this oneness, we realize that we have a very powerful healing tool. And as we connect to the soul of that oneness, we can ask for help. And so let's just breathe together right now, just breathing in a lovely deep breath. And on the out-breath, just gently closing your eyes and just feeling the energy. There are many people listening to this radio show tonight. So just tuning in, we're all one. We're all one energy. And you're tuning into that energy field. And you become part of this particular group tonight as we have formed our own energy shell, if you like. And so just breathing with that, take your awareness to your heart beating in that oneness, and our hearts are beating together, and we are loving together, and we are going to find our voices right now, and we are going to think about what we would really like, what would be the one thing we would ask for. Some may have the big plan, for example, love and healing for everybody on this planet. Some may have a particular choice, love and healing for a dear one who is struggling with a dis-ease in the body right now. But you know, the important thing is here, we are asking. We are asking for what we need in our lives. So I hope you're alone, because I'm going to ask you to shout it out. I used to go and shout out in the woods. I'm sure I scared all the squirrels and the birds and everything else. But you know what? I really needed the collective consciousness to hear me. I really needed the universe, Mother, Father, God, to hear me, because I had a need that I just needed at that time. So collective consciousness is always listening to you, every word. So just take a moment right now, shout it out, find your voice. Well done. Well done. And it's almost like having a shopping list. And this isn't to massage the ego and be all materialistic and greedy. It's not about that at all. It's about taking a higher viewpoint and looking at and remembering that whatever you heal within yourself heals all of humanity too, because we're all one energy. We shift that bigger, bigger energy field. And that is a joy. Surely that must be a joy, just to know that you are doing that wonderful thing for other people as you heal yourself. So, just staying where you are, you're breathing, you've done your big asking out bit. Now, what we must resist the temptation to do is then go in and ask every 10 minutes or ask every half hour or every single day, because that brings in almost a kind of driving anxiety, a running anxiety. Oh, I'm not going to have that. It can almost introduce fear. We want to come at this from a trust. I trust the universe heard me. I trust and have faith that the universe will supply me with that or something even better. So it's about moving into a place of trust, faith and love. And as you do that, your life will begin to flow. And remember, the divine feminine is all about flowing gracefully. Now, we might need to call on the divine masculine, because we may be, if we hear our guidance, we may be asked just to do some things. You know, our feminine is very much the being, the inspirational, and the male energy would be the doing, the structure. Okay, we need to do X, Y, and Z just to get that particular goal brought to fruition. And so this is very much about listening to that inner guidance and getting out your own way. Do you know what? You need to get out your heads and into your hearts. And I always loved that status quo number. I don't even know the right words to it, but I kind of adopt my own tune to get out of your head and into your heart. Get out of your head, get out of your head and into your heart. You may not know the one, you may not even recognize it from that. I'm doing my best. But you know what? It is about that. It's about taking control. It's about taking command. It's about loving life. It's about loving being here and valuing everything that you have to bring forward into your fabulous way of being. So you're still closing your eyes. You're still breathing really, really deeply and enjoying that. Do you know when you do that, you relax. You release endorphins into the body. This is the physiological result of relaxing. And with all of that, the serotonin kicks in and suddenly you just feel totally chilled. So you know what? That's what we're going to do right now, is you're just going to take time out to really just sit there, perhaps just allowing all the different little bits that I've been saying to you, just to embed them, allowing them to integrate into your being. Because sometimes a light bulb might flash on and you get one of those lovely aha moments that you really hadn't noticed before. And that's all perfect, absolutely perfect. So just breathing and enjoying the breath. And on that out-breath, you've really got to let all the muscles go, all the muscles relax. And yet keep that mind and heart open and receptive to receiving every word. But you know what? I'm Patricia, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. And when we come back, we are going to look at another simple way of tuning into yourself and the divine and that one soul consciousness. So I'm going to ask you to stay tuned, stay chilled, and we'll be right back.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Well, hi there. Hi. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia, and we were talking all about divine feminine energy, and it's been wonderful, the music that we're getting tonight. The producer of the show is just treating us to lots of lovely Christmas music, so I hope that you're getting in the mood for Christmas, because this is such a powerful time of the year, and it allows us to bring even more unconditional love into our lives. And that is what divine feminine energy is all about. So how is it showing up in your life? How are you using it? in the weeks and months to come, starting in the new year of 2013. I'm going to be joined by other facilitators, coaches, philosophers, and they're coming in to share with you how they embrace the divine feminine energy and bring it forward into their lives. And I'm going to be asking, certainly the first few are going to be men, because I think that's very important. I think it's an aspect we need to remember, that divine feminine energy is not all about women. We all have both male and female energy within us. And when they operate in balance, then we access our true and full potential. We bring the full menu, if you like, to the party, our unique recipe. And I want you to be remembering that too, just how unique you are. 7 billion people on this planet now, and there's nobody else with your voice print, there's nobody else with your eye print or your fingerprint or your DNA. And there are very few exceptions to that, perhaps in the cases of twins, but it's only a perhaps. So that tells you how unique you are. And when you agreed to come in, you agreed also to bring the tiny little bit of the universal picture that you need to bring forward. And each of the little jigsaw bits, if you like, support each other. And that means each of us has a responsibility as well to bring our little nugget forward. So, you know what, you can live your life, you can sail through without thinking maybe that there is a deeper meaning to it all, or you can go within and say, okay, what is this woman on about? She's telling me there's a deeper meaning here, so what's it all about? So we've been talking tonight about tuning into the divine, whatever that is. I mean, people talk about the divine. What do we mean by that? Divine is a word, if you looked it up in the dictionary, it would say heavenly, highest of the high type of thing. And I agree with that. I kind of link it to vibrational levels, if you like, that the vibration of the divine is the highest calibrated frequency of energy, and the rate at which it oscillates is the word I'm getting. I am not scientific at all, but that's what they're telling me it does, so okay. So, you know, it is about tuning in to that energy, the divine energy, asking for help to co-create your life. You're not on your own. You know, it's a great sadness to me when I hear particularly of young people who feel so desperate, so desolate, so isolated, so alone, so misunderstood, nobody hears them, that they decide to end their own lives without ever having been introduced to the concept that our wisdom, our divinity, our power, our God, our universe, whatever it is for you, is inside us. It is inside us. It's not to be found out there. And this is a great misteaching that we've had over generations, that it's out there that counts. It isn't. It's what's going on inside you and tapping into that amazing wisdom that is within. And when we understand that we co-create with our Mother, Father, God, or the source of all that is, we understand then that when we ask, why would we not be given? And if when we ask that question, are we thinking, well, are we not good enough? Do we not deserve? Are we not equal? Perhaps we feel men are more graced than women, or, you know, there's all of that kind of stuff going on. So it's about understanding that we need to be the change we would like to see in our lives. Now, Gandhi said that. That's a great quote of his. Be the change you would like to see. You have to do it first. You see, you need to bring it in to your vibration, into your voice. Do you know that my voice just has a certain vibration, totally unique to me? It's my voice print. So I can't be like wee Joe down the road. I can't be like him because he's already taken up by wee Joe. So it is about remembering this aspect of uniqueness and standing in your power and owning it. I am that I am. I am. Just repeating that statement. And I can remember, oh gosh, I don't know how many years ago, and he's still singing it till this day. But when Neil Diamond wrote that song, I Am, I Said, and, you know, coupled with the timbre of his voice, it was really for me a very spiritual, heartwarming, heart-touching song. I Am, I Said. And in that moment, I think Neil Diamond did own his power. And he's never looked back. And so, you know, own your power. Be the change you would like to see. If you want life to be more loving, more giving, more forgiving, then be that. Be forgiving. Do you want people to be more compassionate and understanding of you? Be compassionate. Be understanding. Be the love. Be the peace. Be the calm. Be that kind person in the queue who perhaps packs somebody else's bag for that elderly person, or is kind to someone, or even just speaks to the girl at the checkout and recognizes that here is a human being with whom I can communicate and love. And so, you see, wouldn't it be wonderful if all of humanity decided that this could be a perpetual thing rather than having a wee blip round about tomorrow night and the 25th when love came down at Christmas and all that. You know, what about doing it all the time? Could every day be a Christed day? Think about it. And could you bring more of that to your particular party? It has to start with you. You are the centre of your universe. Nobody else on this planet, just you. And what goes on all around you is responding. It is a mirror of what goes on inside of you. Now, when you create a lovely new energy within yourself, it pulsates out through that vibration. It pulsates out into your immediate field. So your lovely friends, your family, your significant others, your children, your mother and father, all of that, they are really affected by that. And as we have already said tonight, we lift up their vibration as we lift up our own. So you know what? We've been finding our voice tonight, and that's always very exciting for me because I've been making a noise all my life one way and another. Started off in opera, light opera, all that kind of thing. And I've been using my voice in so many different ways for decades. But you know what? I didn't used to like the sound of my own voice. How many people do you hear saying that? Oh, I don't like to hear myself if I'm on a tape or a recording or anything like that. And you know what? We need to stop that. Or we don't like having our picture taken and we don't like this. We need to learn to really love ourselves, every aspect of ourselves. So when we come back, we're going to be going to a break in a short while. I'm going to introduce you to some nice sounds that are going to help you to tap into your heart energy, that loving, loving, loving energy, expand it, amplify it, and bring it forward. Because I've got to tell you, folks, your voice is without doubt the most powerful healing tool that you have. I have run very many quite big group settings in Glasgow's big concert hall here. It had a lot of people in, and I got them all toning and making beautiful sounds, and then I got them to work with their partners and make the sounds to each other if they had any kind of pains or aches or stiffness. We got them to identify that in each other and then begin to make tones and sounds into each other. And you know, it was fascinating. We had the most wonderful results. People letting go of stuff that they were just absolutely happened. And of course, when you make sound, that what you're doing is you're putting a penetrating sound into their field of energy. You're introducing this new vibration. But the wonderful thing is you're doing it with focused intention, and you're really honing in with great attention to the bit that needs to be healed. So, you know, absolutely fabulous work. And we're just going to take a few minutes tonight to do that. It doesn't need to be a long, drawn-out thing. So this is Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break now. When we return, I'm going to share that with you, all about sound and your divine feminine power. So stay tuned.
Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
Each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade. Certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit QuantumTechniques.com for more information.
1230 WBLQ.
Well, here we are. We're coming back now. Hello there. It's Patricia, and we are learning and absorbing so much about the divine feminine energy. And just before the little break there, we were talking about making sound, finding more of our voices and reconstructing them, regathering them, and really harnessing the power of our own voices to make a beautiful sound. So what I'd like to introduce you to now is your heart sound. And I think we may have done a little of this the other week. But let's think about your heart. It's got its own voice, a voice print. When you close your eyes and tune into that lovely space, that warm, large love space, then we can imagine and use our powers of imagination to pretend that this heart of yours has a gorgeous voice. Now, people may have been telling you most of your life that you can't sing for tuppence. And you know what? Just let that go. That's their stuff. Sometimes people enjoy doing that. And they might say you were out of tune. The only time you can possibly be out of tune is if you're standing directly beside somebody else or singing with an orchestra and not be in tune. When you're singing on your own, you're in tune. You're in tune with yourself. So you know what? Just close your eyes, focus on that lovely heart of yours. And I want you to imagine that you're drawing a straw out of the heart, up to your throat, connect it at the throat. And then bring it all the way down to the base of the spine. And then from the base of the spine, back up to the heart. So it's kind of like you've formed a big D. Like if you were using spaghetti, it's all joined up. It forms a D. It's a connector, okay? So that's your connection. You've connected your heart to your voice box, the throat center. You've taken it down to the base of the spine, which is your first chakra, the grounding foundation. So you're all ready now to make a sound that's going to come from your heart with love in a grounded way. You're going to make the sound of ah. I call it heart sound, quite simply. And we're going to have a go at this. Just try this. I'll do that. You might want to do it with me. And you're just going to take a nice deep breath in. Ah. And you sound your beautiful heart. Now, that's really simple. Everybody can do that. You don't need to sing my note. Sing a note that's good for you. Might be down there, might be up there, whatever it is for you. Have a laugh. This isn't meant to be serious. Lighten up and just have a go. But, you know, the wonderful thing about this is you can then take that sound and with the power of your intention. You know, Wayne Dyer wrote an amazing book, The Power of Intention. And when you focus that anywhere, you are going to make something happen. You know, if your daughter or son's getting married, what do? You focus all your attention on making it happen, and it happens. So it's exactly the same theory. Whatever you focus on here is going to happen. So we're going to focus our intention on a certain part of your own body right now. Maybe your shoulders are tense. Maybe you've got a headache. Whatever it is, maybe your heart's needing a little bit of TLC. Maybe you've been a bit sad. Who knows? Focus in. You can focus on an emotion, physical thing, whatever it is for you. And you're going to take all of your attention to that area and with the intention of healing, make that sound of ah. So breathing in. Good, well done. Do it one more time, breathing in. Ah. How wonderful is that? This is you really harnessing the power of your voice to heal yourself. Now, I want you to play with this. We've got time now until next week, next Sunday, just before New Year. But you know, when you're cooking, making the Christmas dinner, you're picking away, you can be singing Jingle Bells, you can be singing anything you like, you can be having fun. But you're using your voice, you're using it with great intention to really liven up yourself, even if it's just to bring your energy up. How about that? Focus on that. And yes, you're going to need lots of energy because there's so much loving, entertaining to do and socializing, people to see, lots of love to spread around over Christmas. And let's remember that it is about a baby that was born called Jesus, one of our ascended masters. And it could have also been about another baby that was born about 8 miles away and apparently about 8 hours different, Mary Magdalene. It could also have been about that. However, we feel perhaps that bit was written out of our history. And so just knowing what this universe is like, it does present like twins. We have the light, we have the dark, the yin, the yang. It seems to me quite likely that Mary Magdalene was somehow deleted from the history books by those who had a vested interest in doing that at the time. That's another story. It's a long program, that one. But you know what? In this moment, you are going to go away and have fun using your voice. Practice on other people. Always hold the intention for their highest good, their greatest joy, and your healing. Now, let me tell you about today's giveaways. We still have 5 of these MP3s, and we really do need you to phone in. Let us know. Your email will get that out to you. In the new year, I've got teleseminars going out. Wise Womb Wisdom. Wise Woman Wisdom. And it's available at my website, www.patriciairiskerens.com. When you buy this, it's a series of 3 going out on the 11th, 18th and 22nd of January. Very powerful, powerful days. And we will be using primordial synchronized sounds. And I will be channeling Mary Magdalene and Yeshua ben Joseph. We'll be investigating the divine and sacred marriage. And the other thing that's happening next year is I'm running workshops in Maryland, Baltimore, coming over from Scotland. I'm running workshops. There's a talk on, and I regret to say all the one-to-one sessions that were available are now fully booked, but it's all booking very well. There's still loads of room, and we look forward to hearing from you. I'm doing coaching over the Skype, over the phone. Absolutely loving that. People are having huge and wonderful transformational gifts coming from all of that. So remember, will you please remember to take your 5 minutes every day to sit and close your eyes, be grateful for everything in your life, and it will be wonderful this Christmas if you can bring your energies up the way I have suggested, and just sitting for 5 or 10 minutes at a time will give you a power nap, a power meditation, and give you even more energy. So you know what? I know you are going to have the most wonderful Christmas, and I look forward to speaking to you again on the 30th, and we'll be looking towards New Year. We'll be looking at putting some lovely new affirmations in. So my thanks to Brian and the production team this night. Join me every Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. GMT. And have a great week until then. I'll see you back here next time. This is Patricia saying bye-bye.
You've just been listening to The Awakening Radio with Patricia. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. Take command of the power in your life.
Be inspired. Become rewired. For more information about Patricia, visit theawakeningradio.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Danis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. transformationtalkradio.com.